Connor, looking forward to Regina, obviously. Now that's next on the agenda for your crew. How excited are you to get into a Heritage Classic again?
I'm extremely excited. There's nothing like the feel of an outdoor game, and the bigger crowds and the noise and under the sun. It's a lot of people describe it as a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so I'm very grateful to get it a second time.
What did you learn about playing outdoors in the game here a few years ago against Edmonton?
Just to enjoy every second of it. But that being said, we're going to be strictly to business, so it's another NHL game, and we need it. So enjoy the little things, but at the end of the day, come ready to work.
Are the sight lines different? Is there more pregame preparation for you just based on the fact that the stands and everything is so far away from the ice surface?
I mean, a little bit, but once I get a warm-up out there, it shouldn't be too different. It shouldn't be too difficult. I believe we get a practice the day before as well, so just getting my angles down, feeling the ice, and seeing if I have to sharpen my skates a little sharper or not. And then really predicting the weather. I mean, I know in Winnipeg, the sun was beating on us for, 2 extra hours, so we weren't able to play. So just being prepared for everything.
Did that delay affect you at all, do you recall?
It's so long ago.
Yeah. In terms of the gear that you're going to be wearing while you're there, how many times do you like to wear it in a practice or something like that to get it worn in before you're going to be actually using it?
Well, I had these pads strapped down. When I say strapped down, I mean squished down for about 2-3 weeks, so got a little bit of the pre-broken down. I like to use it 3-4 times to make sure I'm used to it, I guess, because a new set of pads, you feel a little different around the ankle, so I like to use it a couple times, yeah.